There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad.
Clap.
Huh?
Clap.
Family, I feel like this is going to be...
Oh, great.
I feel like this recap is gonna be spicy.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of grumpy today. You're kind of grumpy today, I think. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I'm a little like it's rainy out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So are you like sexy?
Well, a little bit. but mostly just kind of like. Just kind of done with everything. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sure.
With kind of like almost all things.
Everything you're done with.
Yeah. And I think I'm done.
Like everyone will pay energy. Like you're going to just, it's time to.
I just want to sit on a couch and I want things delivered to me.
Okay.
While watching my favorite programs.
Oh,
that
kind of
sounds nice to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Presenting items to me.
Okay.
And I, yes, that, no, that, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm feeling royal. I'm feeling like a royal prince.
Hey, that's really scary. You as a privileged man talking about wanting
can't
to feel royal.
A guy have a prince day. Prince's day.
Where privileged men just get to act like they normally act.
Okay. I don't need that.
No, you know what? You know what, King? You deserve a prince day.
Thank you.
You've been working really hard.
But you deserve it.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. You've been working really, really hard. You've been staying up late, taking care of a million things. You've had so much on your plate, and you deserve to have a prince day.
It's a good way to kind of like appease someone who wants something but don't give it to them. It's just be like, you deserve that.
But then just to
like,
never
yeah,
follow
you're
through.
Right. And you're like, yeah. So anyway, get back to what we were doing. You just saying you deserve it. It's a good way to kind of like get out of doing something that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, I think so.
You do, you know what? You do deserve
You absolutely deserve that.
You deserve a raise.
You know
you deserve
what?
This. You deserve all that.
You have been working so hard. You really do deserve more. You deserve a raise. I think you deserve a promotion and a raise. That's
usually
it.
Those go together, but yeah, you deserve a promotion, no raise, title only. Well, good morning, everyone.
But you're a little, you need a prince day.
Yeah, you know when you're just a little
You're a little sassy today.
I'm sassy.
You're a little grumpy.
You will pay, you're but a little, I'm a little don't cross me.
You're a little temper tantrum-y.
Kind of want to throw a fit.
Yeah, I'm getting that from you today. You kind of want to throw a fit. And you know what? That makes me, like I said.
You want to poke at me now?
Well, you know, I, on the other hand, for some reason, I've been off the caffeine for a long time, family. I don't know if I've ever shared that, but I've been off the caffeine for a long time. I feel caffeinated today.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Well, but I don't know if in a good way. In a way that my thoughts are rambly. I want to talk a million miles a minute, which I already talk very quickly. So apologies in advance. And I'm like, my thoughts here, here, boom, boom, boom. Whoa, and I'm a little.
I couldn't feel less that way.
I know.
So you maybe this is a good thing. We're maybe, kind of balancing
or
each
maybe
other
this
out.
Is the day it all ends.
Yeah, maybe this is when we end the relationship live.
End the podcast.
Yes, everything goes down on the day.
We end our marriage and the podcast live. Now that would get views and we need them. So maybe we should consider it.
And then just getting divorced. Everyone click on it now. Like and subscribe.
But I think that because of this, this might be an interesting recap.
Okay.
Because you are going to be grumpy. You're a little, huh? So I feel like you're going to kind of come for some throats.
Oh, interesting.
I think you're going to come for some throats a little bit. And I think maybe I'll be a little hard to understand. So just as a heads up.
So what this is just basically a souped up version of what we normally are.
True.
It's just a little turned up.
True.
No,
maybe I'm just more self-aware today.
I'm actually not feeling anti the contestants.
What?
No.
For realsies?
Yes. Every prince, you can have a compassionate prince. You can have an empathetic prince. Not all princes need. Listen, I treat the people of my land with kindness.
Uh-huh.
It's just when I'm grumpy in my castle sometimes.
Okay. Well, I don't feel the same way.
Okay.
I'm suspicious and wary and frustrated with a lot of the cast already.
Yes.
But you know who is a prince who should be treated as such?
Who?
Nick Lachey. Oh my God, I missed him. I missed
know.
Him so much. I wish we were watching more of him. We just get teases of him on Love is Blind.
And since we've last seen him, he's been playing live.
Oh, Evan.
Like the band's back together.
And 98 Degrees, talk about some princely behavior. Have you seen the choreography?
Well, it's not going well. And that's what I feel bad.
But yeah.
Right? It's like they got an agent that's like booking them shows again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And these men are, you know, in their late 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
Which they have the right to be.
But that's what time does. Such as years.
Here's my issue.
Yeah.
Two issues.
Yeah.
They've dusted off the old tunes,
uh-huh.
brought them back out. Mm-hmm. But they also dusted off the old outfits.
And the old moves.
So the same outfits and moves. So like, you know what isn't kind of a vibe? Is an early 50s dad in all white. You know what I mean? Skin tight, all white.
I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, really.
I don't think you can. Skin tight, all white jeans as a father.
Yeah.
It should be illegal. Like, it's just not okay. So that, they're all in all white, which is very like what they used to do, which is
sure,
like, when
sure.
they were 22, it's like, that's a vibe. But now, we gotta kind of rise with the times a little bit.
Yeah.
And then also.
Yeah, bring out some stools.
Or just, yeah, kind of make it a grown-up version.
Sure,
but
sure,
don't
sure.
try to do what you just did, but in the worst version, yeah. which is kind of what's happening.
There's a lot of awkward spinning. A
lot of awkward
and
moves.
And a little awkward toe taps.
Yeah, like it's just, it's a little strange that they didn't kind of like video one of their rehearsals and kind
yeah.
of go, not one of them went like, kind of feels a little weird, boys, yeah?
Well, you know
Can
what?
Can we kind of make it more vibey?
This is what I think. Maybe, you know, has the internet had opinions about it? Sure. But you know what? Maybe they're happy. I think our prince, Nick Lachey, is, I don't know if you've seen these clips. He's
smiling.
Beaming.
Also,
no. He's not smiling.
No, he's beaming.
His joy is radiating out of him. And I am really happy about that because he deserves it. You know what I mean?
He absolutely deserves it.
He deserves it.
And also, we wouldn't be talking about it if it was just fine.
We wouldn't have even thought about it.
If it's crazy, we talk about it.
Now, what I need, someone from the family, please tell us if you have been to one of these shows. First of all, I want the 411. I want the details.
Yeah.
But second, it feels like a crime to have a 98 degree show. Shout out, great music. But to not have a solo, to have Nick solo moments, because his song, you know, Life Passing By in the Rearview Mirror, I don't want to waste another day.
Yeah,
those are the shadows
of
my mistake. But I want you and I feel I need that.
It's a great song.
And so if they don't have that, I don't know. I'm just like, maybe Nick, you go on tour solo, you bring those moves and those white jeans to the solo stage, you might even be more happy. And when I was seeing
for him, it's a boys trip. For him, it's like,
oh, for sure,
it's a golf trip. They're like, the boys are getting back together. We're kicking it, and we happen to be playing a show. That's kind of what I think it is for
him. He's partying. He's like, we're throwing back beers with the boys.
Yeah, it's the boys.
We're getting our harmonies together. We're harmonizing.
Kinda, yeah.
it's kind of happening. You know what, though? I want to say this before we take a quick pause regarding Nick Lachey. I really do find him to be a prince because
incredibly sweet.
When I was thinking about his tour, yeah. I went on his Spotify to, yeah. you know, hit that solo. That solo yeah. album slaps. Okay. Yeah. And I had to, every once in a while, I got to get a little hit of it.
Yeah.
I saw that a few years ago, he put out, this is the sweetest thing, he put out the father's lullabies.
Wow.
And he made an album for his kids singing lullabies.
That's so cute.
And you know what? That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. And let's start streaming it. You know what I mean?
It's also a guy not trying to be young and sexy. You know what I mean? It's a guy who's like embraced his life.
Yeah.
And I think he got dragged into the white jean thing. I think that was like the other guys slash some sort of manager said we should do this. He hits me as a guy who's not trying to relive some weird vibe. He hits me as a guy who's just hanging.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I think he's got two sides. You know, he's the Nick of the stage where he wants to wear the white jeans on. Yeah. He wants to harmonize with the boys.
Yeah.
But then he's also like, I love my kids and I'm going to make a record for them. And, you know, maybe we'll get some downloads. So I'm just saying, let's just start streaming Nick's father record and maybe fall asleep to it. I'm not
like
saying
that.
Make your kids fall asleep to it, but maybe you yourself could fall asleep to Nick singing You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine.
That's very cute.
That's cute.
That's very cute.
It's cute.
I love it. I love it.
I need more of them. I really do. But him and Vanessa seem to be doing well. Anyway, we'll see how it goes on the reunion.
Ooh, well, fly directly in your head. So should we get into this episode?
Yeah, I want to get into this episode. These episodes. We're going to give you the 411 of how we've done this. So we'll give you that scientific breakdown.
Mom loves a breakdown.
You know why?
She loves a breakdown.
But it's because
you love to be like, all right, guys, here we go. Let me break it down for you. And this is not podcast specific too, by the way. In our life, it's very like, let's sit down.
Yeah.
And
we're going to break
chat
it down
through the whole.
You know
thing.
Why? Because I love a breakdown. So I'm providing it for all of the rest of you in my sphere.
And I love that.
And you might not like a breakdown.
I
know you might not. Listen, you little sassy. But you're going to get a breakdown.
Oh, my opinion regarding the breakdown means nothing.
You're going to get a breakdown.
All right, let's get into this, y'all.
All right, but we're going to take a quick pause first. So family. Obviously, the ladies of the season are gorgeous. I noticed some amazing glam going on. And speaking of glam, family, I have been waiting to talk about this because, you know, the makeup journey can be a journey. We've all done the full beat, the 12-step routines, the why does my foundation look like I'm wearing frosting era? Oh my gosh, the old photos of me. Holy smokes. And listen, holiday parties are coming up, school events, family photos. We don't have time to do a 45-minute glam every day, nor do I want to. So when I tell you I tried Jones Road Beauty's Miracle Balm and immediately said, oh, so this is my whole personality now, I mean it, okay? Hold on, let me show you. Okay, look at that gorgeous packaging, first of all. This is the Miracle Balm. This gives that like effortless, natural, fresh skin glow, not cakey, not heavy, like your skin, but better. So I top it on my cheeks, my eyelids, my lips, and suddenly, boom, I look alive. I look hydrated. I look like I slept for 8 hours, which is a lie. I did not, but the Miracle Balm doesn't expose me. I swear, this has replaced half of my makeup bag, okay? It just melts in and it makes me look put together in seconds. I know right now I've got like a full beat on because we're filming the podcast. Most of the days of the week, I prefer like, you know, something quick, minimal. I've been looking for that perfect thing and the Miracle Balm is it. I'm just obsessed with it.
Yeah, Jess has been very much glowing lately. And I'm like, okay, queen, are you glowing with love for me? That's what I thought it was at first.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, no. It's the Miracle Balm.
It's the Miracle Balm.
Which is incredible on its own. Jess actually made me try the Just Enough Tinted Moisturizer the other day because I was looking a little exhausted, like I am now. And it gave me that smooth, even skin without looking like I was wearing makeup. I get it now. I finally understand the hype.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Also, they have this new holiday collection with 5 limited edition kits, trios with new shades and packaging. They are super giftable. Honestly, perfect for like your mom, your sister, that makeup obsessed friend or someone who wants to start super simple. It's basically effortless, but still party ready, which is a supreme level of glam, let's be honest. And the best part is everything is actually good for your skin. It looks natural, it feels natural, and you can do a whole face in under 2 minutes. Like, it's just the best. You could literally go from school drop-off to a holiday dinner and look like you planned it. It's incredible. So if you are looking for clean, strategic, multifunctional makeup, this is the moment. This holiday season, simplify your routine with makeup that is clean, strategic, and multifunctional. From November 18th to December 1st, Jones Road is doing their first ever Black Friday sale. Go to jonesroadbeauty.com to get 20% off site-wide. That's jonesroadbeauty.com for up to 20% off your entire order. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, family, today we are finally talking about Love is Blind season 9. Yes, are we weeks behind? But yes, we are excited. This is like my favorite show to
this
recap,
is such a good
I think.
Show, though, and I do feel like it's just so different.
I know.
That it's like using a different part of the brain.
It's using a different part of the brain, recapping it. I'm very excited to dive into it.
I very much like it.
But here, you want me to give you the breakdown, family?
Because
I'm about
comes.
To give it to you. So here's the breakdown. We are splitting the episodes in the pods into a part one and part two. Today is part one. Mm-hmm. We are going over episodes 1 and 2 and half of episode 3. So 2.5, we're cutting it off right after Joe and Madison have their reveal.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, we'll be finishing up episode 3 and covering the rest of 3, 4, and 5 where the pods end. Okay, so we're doing a part one, part two of the pods.
You could say it's pod week.
It's pod week. It's pod week here at your Mom and Dad Podcast Inc. Franchise LLC. Corporation.
And another way you could just say it is this week we're going over the pods.
You know when you're spicy?
You know what I mean? I'm not even trying to be spicy, actually. I was just trying to also say for those people that just need the hard headline, like myself. So you're speaking to people,
my demographic.
I'm speaking to my people. We're going over the pods this week.
You know when you're spicy?
What?
Oh, I want to smother you.
Like in a real way or like in a cute way?
In a cute way.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, I appreciate that.
It's like, would you get like this? Do you get feisty? Yeah. I just want to just
attack.
Yeah,
love.
I want to attack. Cuddle.
We love this. Okay, it's very cute.
Sorry, family.
But yeah, okay. So we're going over the pods this week.
We're going over
it's
the pods this week. Okay, so we're going to go over some of the couples today, and then some of the couple stories on Friday. And before we dive in, here is a massive disclaimer. Okay. And I'm saying this now, and I'm going to say it every damn episode. Your father and I have no spoilers, and we know nothing of these people. So if there's somebody there that we're like, oh my God, we love them, and they've become problematic, if something comes out, we don't know about it, okay? I can't look up anything online because I will immediately get spoiled.
Look at this like you're showing your friend a movie you like.
I know. But I'm just saying.
That's a good way to do it.
You know what I mean? There could be somebody that I'm like, oh my God, they're the worst. And then they end up having the saddest, sweetest story and they become the best person ever. Or I could be like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with him.
Right.
And then he's become so problematic or has this stuff that people found out. We don't know anything.
We're
not spoiled.
We know nothing. We've never seen any of these people.
So sit with us and be with us and we will do this journey together. Thank you.
A little bit of a medieval energy going on.
So
for
let's
about
dive
4 seconds. Let's go. I'm excited.
So I have to put that disclaimer on every episode just because, you know.
Yeah, we don't know.
If someone's all of a sudden diving in going, oh my God, you like who? He did what? Do you know that? I'm like, no, I didn't know that he did that.
Right, exactly.
So just.
So what is the first couple we're going over?
So let's do it couple by couple.
Yes.
And let us discuss Allie and Anton.
Fantastic.
Let's talk about Allie and Anton.
Fantastic.
Okay. So first of all, we have Allie.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not attempting to objectify anyone when I say this, but Allie's so hot, I can't even handle it. Allie is like...
It's kind of like someone let a Love Island member come in. It's got that... It's like she tried out for Love Island.
Yeah.
This show, The Bachelor, whatever, and this is the one that cast her.
I think she is actually a Victoria's Secret's runway model.
Yeah.
And like... She's just keeping it on the DL so that she can go on Love is Blind and people be like, I don't want people to assume because, you know, I'm a Victoria's Secret's runway model that, you know, I don't want to find love in a certain way without seeing somebody. I genuinely, she's so attractive.
She's like, very attractive.
And so then when she said, they call me Alley Cat and I was part of the Army Reserves. I looked at Evan and I go,
what?
I go, oh my God. People were clamoring. And again, I'm trying to objectify you, Allie, but can you imagine this model as part of the Army Reserves? Like, how did that, what, how? How?
What army?
What are we talking about? Because that sounds insane wild. And I'm, you know, whatever. I just have many, many thoughts about that. But she's a nurse now.
Yeah.
And also, she has this, like, really, really, like, sexy voice. And to the point that it's so like, oh my God, sexy. And she's so wildly beautiful that when I was watching it at certain points between her, like, oh my God, say it again. And he's like,
she would say stuff like, say it again to me. Like it was like a hotline like, from the 90s.
Like, say it again, daddy.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, baby, I was like, if someone were to walk in on me watching this right now, they'd think I was watching adult film footage.
I agree.
Okay.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
You know what I mean? It was a lot. Like the fact that she had the voice, the way that she was acting with him and the look, that whole combo.
I felt like I was stepping into a fantasy. Okay.
Well, he had definitely probably created an image of her.
Of course.
You know what I mean? As everyone does. Some people don't. It's interesting. Some people talk about like, I just didn't allow myself to think. And then some people are like, I have a heart. Like Joe, it's like, I had a full image of what you look like. You know what I'm saying? So it is interesting how that works out. But
well, and then we see him late. We'll talk about the reveal, but he was thrilled. Now listen.
Yeah, he's like, she's so fucking hot.
I mean, that's what I said when she popped up on the screen. And the women on Love is Blind, these are beautiful reality TV. These are stunning, stunning, beautiful people. Yeah. She is, but Allie is, I fear for Mexico.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
I was thinking Mexico.
A lot of guys being like, because they didn't show other guys talking to her.
No.
So they didn't show, like let's be real. It's like they showed a lot of the Sparkle Megan. There's three guys, but they don't show all the dates. So like Allie met every guy and probably had multiple conversations and maybe had a couple. But
connections.
Then they focused on Anton.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, there's going to be some guys there that like were like, oh, we kind of had a vibe, but it didn't really work out. And now I see her and now it's messing with me, like which happens every season to some extent.
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
Well, it's like a Jessica all over.
Exactly.
In her season where she's like, you will choke when you see me. And we were like waiting for the moment when he was going to see. This is, Allie is this for me, where I'm like, let me make something very clear. I don't trust any of these men.
Yeah.
I'm just putting that out there right now.
Okay.
I don't trust any of these guys. I have a weird feeling about everybody.
I feel like every season we kind of feel that way with the guys. We're always like, something's up with these guys. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Every season. But I feel uneasy. I'd say I feel uneasy about 80% of the guys.
Okay.
There's like 20% that I'm like, I'm vibing with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
80% of the guys I'm uneasy about. Allie's going to be a problem in Mexico.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about their relationship. Let's talk about their conversations.
So she goes into the pod and she ends up meeting Anton.
Yeah.
Okay. She's looking for someone who's going to match her drive. She wants a certain type of energy. She hasn't found that yet. Well, Anton walks in and Anton talks so much.
He never stops talking.
He talks so much.
He's kind of like that guy you meet at a bar that's like done some extracurricular activities in the bathroom. And now he's just telling you about his 14 business ideas. And you're a little bit like, totally, man, that's crazy. And then he starts lecturing on you like how men should be. And he starts lecturing on you like how, you know, the country should be run and how this should happen and this and happen and how marriage actually should be. And if advice for you with women. And you're like, I just met you. Like, he's got that kind of like, I know everything thing while, like, this is super judgmental, but like, while still living at home. Like, he has that energy. Like,
yeah,
the guy
I don't
you
think
know,
he is.
I'm not
think
saying he does,
yeah,
but
yeah.
He has it. Like, anyone who talks that much and kind of like tells you how it should be the whole way and how it really should be or how great I am, there is that kind of like, is it like, what's really going on?
And in this economy, God bless, live at home. Literally everybody go back and move into what, like, go live at home. But I know what you're saying with the energy of like the person, you know what it is? It's the person who is going to lecture you. You're like, if you were to say, hey, I'm a musician for a living. He's never picked up an instrument, and he's going to tell you all about what it's like to be a musician and how every instrument should be played.
He's the guy whose dad bought him a car.
Yeah.
And then he's lecturing you on how to buy cars and like how to afford cars
and how to work hard
to get a car.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, I know you. Your dad gave you that car. And you're like, yeah, but here's the thing, man. You got to put your nose to the grindstone. You got to really build it from scratch. And you're like, what are you talking about? He kind of has that energy.
He does. And this is the thing with Anton, okay? I'm on the fence with Anton because half of me is like, my red flags are getting thrown around all over the place with Anton, but I can't decide whether it's that I think he's going to be a villainous character because I can feel that. But the other half of me is like, you know what? Maybe it's just a cringe city thing for me. Maybe it's just a cringe city because, for example, in their first conversation, when he, I know it could be editing, but he doesn't stop talking.
Yeah.
And he doesn't ask her any questions. He just talks at her for 3.5 hours.
Correct.
So I'm already a little bit like, ooh. But then they get to a point where she's talking about, you know, do you open up? And when he's using a specific example, he says in his example, he's like, and I'd say, you know what, baby? And she goes, oh. And then she's like, oh, say it again.
Right, and he's like,
baby. And she's like, say it again. And for the rest of our time with Anton, he puts baby at the end of every sentence.
Of course, because it worked so good. He's like,
hey, baby, how are you doing, baby? I see you, baby. When he's like,
I gotta go pee, baby.
I gotta go pee, baby. Like, how you feel about that rock I gave you, baby? Like, what's going on? Everything's baby, 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 baby. And it's super cringy. So I'm like, maybe my red flags are that I'm just cringed out by like, but I get why he's saying baby because it worked. Because she's go, ooh.
Right. Dude, yeah, I do too. If someone's on the other end just going, oh my God. And you're like, I'll say it again. Okay, this is working fantastically. So I don't blame him for that. But what I will say is this. What I think is going on, obviously, we don't know anything. What I think is going on is a version of like a more kind of fake alpha version of, remember, what was the season where the one guy was in debt? And there was the blonde who was like super like,
it was
hardcore.
Izzy or something?
Yeah. So Izzy sold him.
Is it Izzy and Stacy?
Izzy sold himself as this like got it together boss. Ended up being not quite that way. Then whatever. What I think is he's doing the same thing.
Okay. Because
he keeps saying stuff like, I'm traditional. I'm the provider. I'm the this. I'm the that. And she's like, ah, oh, I love this. I just want someone to take care of me. You know, she's like, they were playing into these roles. I think she's actually that way.
Okay.
And I think he is like performing this like, I'm an alpha, I'm this, I'm that, I'll take care of everything, you know, here's my views on life. And everything she would kind of present as like her ideal situation, he'd be like, I'm exactly that. So that it was that constantly, which what I think, so what I kind of just imagine is them getting back and the five bedroom house is actually an apartment. The Mercedes is a Kia. You know what I'm saying? Like he's given himself this like image to her to impress her. And now they're coming to terms on what's actually happening. That's the vibe I get.
Speaking of that, a few of the moments.
And instead
of
being humble, they'll be kind of this like, what? You just care about money or success, or you know
right,
what I'm
like
saying?
Maybe he'll put on her.
That's kind of what I feel is going to happen. Yeah. Make her feel bad for not being cool with where he misled her. That's my thought.
Well, this was where I was starting to go. Is there something? Is something afoot here?
Yeah.
Because when they start getting to know each other better, they at least from what we saw had a very whirlwind romance, right?
Yeah.
Who knows how long it actually was with editing and
but
how much they showed
us. But it made it look
us.
Like it was the most swept off the feet situation of all time.
But the big thing is they had so much in common, right?
Yeah.
With their names and their family and speaking a different language and like so much they had in common. I started
learning English. Yeah.
I started to make notes and I was like, everything she says, he goes, same.
Exactly.
And I'm like, is this fate? Or is he not being completely honest? So when she's like, I worked at McDonald's, he did too. That was also his first
job.
But
I was a manager.
But I was a manager.
Again, you know,
I was at this age when I learned it. Same exact age.
8 to 8. We were both 8.
I used to get bullied in school here. So did I. And I was like, do we think this is true?
Yeah, it was not only. Yeah, because there was two things going on.
Yeah.
One was. There was two versions of this.
Yeah.
One version is we've done everything the same our whole lives.
Yeah.
So we're so connected. And number two is everything you want in a guy, I am. So it was double like mirror.
I know.
So it was like, wait, you love a guy that eats food on his left tooth? I've always done that.
Crazy.
No, but I'm saying it's so weird. Yeah. Like it's everything she would say is like, my guy. Oh, I'm that guy. That's me. That's crazy. And then our histories are totally combined, too.
Well, and
so
then,
it's kind of that guy lying to you and like at the bar who's just telling you everything you want to hear. It
exactly.
has that energy.
And so I had written that down. And then we get to a point where in conversation, she was like, I had a dream about you last night and you were in prison and your mom was there.
Yeah,
and
like
I was
it was
like,
a weird dream, it was but it was so it felt true because it was so weird.
Well, of course, it was like, yeah. It was like, I had a dream about you. And he goes, baby, tell me about what hot yeah. dream did you have about me? She's like, well, you were in prison and yeah. I was with your mom.
Right. Like that's weird. And that's a real dream.
And she's like, there hasn't been a single moment that I haven't thought about you. I love you. I love you. They confess their love to each other. And then after they confess their love, yeah. he goes, I had a dream about you last night, too.
Right. It's like, please.
And she's like, it's destiny. And I'm like, yeah. I don't think he also had a dream. Like,
not.
I don't.
That's what really took the dream was
the
took it over the edge to me.
I don't buy the goods.
Not at all.
So that's why my red flags are popping. There's the one side where I'm like, yeah, he cringes me out, but maybe he's just not a bad guy. He's just a little cringy. Yeah, and, you yeah, know, yeah. we love some cringe. That's part of what love is. But these things make me red flag out.
Big time.
And then there was another thing that happened. He proposes.
Yes.
They're like, oh my God, we're in love. Feels very quick. Whatever. Happy for them. But during the reveal, another thing happens where I was like, oh, yikes. Okay, let's talk yeah. about it.
Yeah.
We gotta take another
yes,
quick pause.
Fantastic.
So, family, there's a handful of gentlemen on this show that I wouldn't mind doing a wardrobe makeover with. You know, I wouldn't mind it. Speaking of that, family, the air is getting crisp. The holidays are creeping in. And that means one thing. I am deep in my cozy era, okay? And listen, my holiday wardrobe, it's coming straight from Quince. Obviously, their pieces just look so polished and luxurious without having to spend like my entire Christmas budget. I'm talking $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters, washable silk tops, polished skirts, the best denim, just all the elevated essentials that make you feel like you have your life together, even when you absolutely do not. And don't even get me started on their outerwear. Their coats? Drool worthy. You have to go on their website and look at their coats. I am absolutely obsessed. I put on one of my khaki trench coats from Quince the other day, and Evan saw me and he was like, okay, CEO, boss, babe, slay queen, just yes. He said something like
that. Yeah, that's word for word.
That's exactly what he said. Listen, they look designer, they feel designer, but the price, not designer. Blessings. Blessings.
100%. Quince is kind of unbelievable. Their stuff looks and feels high end because it actually is high end. They cut out the middlemen by working directly with ethical, top tier factories. So you get prices that rival luxury brands at 50% less than what you'd normally pay. And I love that they keep everything classic. Their cashmere, their denim, their coats. These are forever pieces. Perfect for gifts too, because everyone has that one person who is impossible to shop for. Sometimes we have more than one of those people. Mm-hmm. But nobody turns down premium cashmere, baby. It's a universal truth.
Oh, it's so true. And Quince has become a go-to for holiday gifting because everything feels thoughtful, luxe, and timeless. But also, I fully gift it to myself, too, because it's Quince and it's just fantastic. I just grabbed one of their cashmere crew necks for the season, and I swear it feels like something you'd find for triple the price in a high-end boutique. So let me hook you up. Step into the holiday season with layers made to feel good, look polished, and last from Quince. Perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Go to quince.com/momdad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/momdad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/momdad. All right. So then we have, after the proposal, we have the Allie and Anton reveal. Yeah. And I do have to say, when he came out and he had taken the glasses off, that was very sweet.
He was trying to look at her. He was like looking across. He's like, I can't really see her.
I'm like, I feel
cute.
You, Anton.
No, totally,
okay.
It was very cute.
But when he took it off and he was like smizing coming down the runway for her. like we said,
he was ecstatic.
He's in ITMs being holy fucking shit. She's the hottest woman right. I've ever seen in my life. He's swinging from the rafters.
Which is best case scenario. I mean, it's course. Like when the person's like way better than you even imagine them.
Yes.
After you fall in love with their personality. I mean, that is what the show for him.
Yeah. This
it's
is what
you dream the show does. Right. I mean, you can't. It can't go better for him.
It can't go better. Now, he goes in for a kiss. She gives him the cheek. Yeah. And at first, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, right.
But I will say that as they continue to, like, be together, she burps at one point. Yeah. He's like, oh, ick. And I'm like, I don't love that. I
he's
don't
like
know,
trying
though.
To nag her to,
trying
like,
to nag
you
her.
Know
he's
mean?
Like, oh, she's too hot.
Bring
I gotta start nagging her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I gotta start leveling the playing field here.
And then he's like, you know, one day you're taking my last name and you're gonna right. have, we're gonna have the same initials. And I was like, have you guys discussed that sure. she wants to take
but
your
that's
last
his thing.
Name?
He's trying to be the, you know, the guy at the bar that's like making you crazy.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. I'm going to nag you a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to be like, one day when you're taking my last name, obviously. No
and
hyphening here.
He's a
here.
Handsome guy, too. So it's not
yeah,
like you don't get the sense that she's like devastated or anything. I don't think she's like, oh, my God, I'm on cloud nine. But I think she's like, I'm in love with his personality. I'm in love with this guy. And he's a handsome guy. So that's the energy I get. Yeah. I get that she like thinks he's great, but I'm not getting like ecstatic. You know
I didn't
what I mean?
Get from her that she was over the moon, but I also got from her that she's like, I'm in love with him.
Yeah, like,
and so I
totally
can't
cool.
wait to start yeah. our life together.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think she's adorable, by the way.
Very
like,
cute.
I
yeah.
think I love her vibe. I think yeah. she seems so
she's
sweet.
Like a Disney princess.
She's got the Disney princess
got
energy.
That vibe, yeah.
I really like her. She yeah. seems like a doll.
Yes.
But
the one weird thing that happened. Well, but, I mean, like the one main weird thing that happened.
So they are finally like they're connecting.
Yes.
Right. We're having these good moments. And then she's like, bye, my love. Da, 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 and yeah, kissing yeah, yeah. him, kissing him, kissing him.
She turns around at her door to watch him walk
to
away.
To watch him walk away. And he pulls a full.
The full Mel.
Mel
yeah.
Owens. He walks to his door. He does not look back at her. He walks through his door. No quick blow in the kiss. He goes straight for the bottle of champagne yeah. and pours himself a drink and chugs it.
Yes.
No turning around, like straight for the booze.
It was weird. It was weird to like the doors aren't even shut and you're pouring.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No turnaround.
It wasn't turnaround. And he had chugged his one before. So he was like, they had only probably been out there for like 10, 15 minutes or something. And so she's chugging the one. Then he says bye to her, doesn't turn around and chugs again. So either... which kind of either suggests two things to me. Number one, he's just kind of like such a bro that he's not even catching it, or he's like nervous and on sure. edge. And so he's kind of doesn't want to look back for fear that like he might expose that he's feeling out of his depth or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that he's
yeah,
a little
yeah,
intimidated
yeah.
by her or something.
Yeah.
So he's kind of trying to play it cool. Like if I walk away and don't look back, then she'll be like, whoa, he's cool. I don't know.
I hear you.
It felt intentional, I guess.
I'll tell you what. If I was Allie and or anyone in this situation and the person that I was just engaged to walked directly away from me, didn't yeah. turn back, and then grabbed the champagne and chugged it, I'd feel so insecure. I'd be like, oh my God, he
so
hates
weird.
Me or
right,
he thinks
right.
I'm unattractive or something, because I'm like, he doesn't want to see my face again.
Yeah.
And he's like needing to get drunk. Like I would be very much in
well,
my head.
And she made kind of a strange face. She kind of was
like,
sitting
oh.
there like, and then kind of went like, huh? Like there was a little,
yeah.
huh? And then the door closed. So, and then they left
yeah,
us hanging.
She's used to people falling at her feet.
No, but I'm just
like...
saying, I don't even think it's that. I think it was more like, that's weird to be sitting there watching someone hoping
yeah.
for this romantic. And then the person
yeah.
doesn't even turn around. That's kind of strange. So I think that was the beginning. I can't wait to see next because they left us hanging. We never talked to them again. And it was like, huh? And that was it.
I know. I'm very interested for their journey
yeah.
once we meet up with them in Mexico. I yeah. think that... my prediction is that they're going to be hot and heavy till the very end of Mexico, and then a crack will show. And then once they get back home, reality will hit. But I think they will continue to be hot and heavy
like
in Mexico.
Like it'll go really well.
I think it's going to go really well. I think he's going to be like...
I think she's going to see some of behavior in Mexico that's going to weird her out / ick her.
Okay.
That's what I think. I think it's going to start early. I think...
Oh, you think it's going to be
yes.
as soon as we get to Mexico?
Yes. I think
okay.
he's going to... he's going to be acting with the boys, kind of being this, and then she's going to be, oh, fly in my eye.
Why is there a fly in here? It's raining.
But you know what I mean? I think there's going to be kind of this like getting wasted with the boys, having a good time, making weird comments, blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to be like,
Yeah.
I thought you were like Mr. Gentleman guy.
He's like, she makes me want to be a gentleman. Remember he said that?
Makes me want to be a gentleman. That's which kind of a weird
means
vibe
maybe
too.
He's not.
Yeah. So I think it's going to start right away.
Okay.
I think he's going to be doing weird stuff right away.
You think right away. Yeah. I'm going to predict that they're going to be like attached to each other's hip. She's going to be like, my man, my man, my man, man. And he's going to be like, that's my gorgeous queen.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're going to be like, we're the king and the queen of Love is Blind of this season. And they're going to be like, you know, that energy with the other couples. Okay. Like, yeah, no, we're perfect. Everything about us is perfect. But then as soon as we get back
into reality,
we're going to start seeing cracks.
And he's got like underwear on the floor and stuff. She's like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what I think.
Well, great first couple. I mean, fantastic. It's going to be entertaining. I can already tell. Like, it's got a good edge to it.
The
I'm
season
excited.
Feels like it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah,
at
I
least
like
from
it.
That little preview at the very beginning, though I didn't clock who anyone was.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it was, it looked like it's going to be chaos.
Yeah, a lot of tears, which is always a
which,
sign.
Which, let's
for...
be real. I know that people are wanting, like, most people have beautiful, beautiful hearts that they want to see people fall in love. I kind of am here for the chaos.
Of course.
It's fun to talk about. It's fun to recap.
Come on, guys.
Like, you know.
You want one or two couples to have a fairy tale romance, and then you need, like, four or five to have it be a nightmare.
I want one couple to be like, you've made me believe in love again.
And then the rest,
and then I want the rest
terror.
To be
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Who do we got next?
Okay, next let's discuss Joe and Madison.
Yes.
Okay, so these two, I will say, we didn't get a ton
pretty
of their
straightforward
journey.
Nothing crazy going on until we start talking. But I'm saying there wasn't like this. Look, no one was playing weird characters. You know what I mean?
No. What we did get is from Joe. He was like talking to the guys about how he's super nervous and doesn't know how to talk to women.
Kind of a dare we call him a whomie?
He's given whomie. I don't know how to talk to women.
I get so nervous. So weird.
Immediately have a feeling when I'm like, clearly you're a good looking guy. We hear you in the pods.
Yeah.
You know how to talk to women.
Yeah.
But you're telling everybody, I don't even know.
I'm just a nerd.
I don't
kind
even
of
know. And I'm like,
yeah.
Right away I go,
Yep.
And we also find out that Joe had been engaged. He'd been in a long-term relationship and had been engaged. Mm-hmm. And then we have Madison.
Yeah.
And Madison, we don't find out a lot about her, but we do know from the very beginning that she has a degenerative eye disease.
Yes.
And is talking about, which was like really like it hit you in the gut. It was like super impactful. So she's like, this experiment for me like has a lot of layers and means a lot to me. We don't get to know a ton about them, but we're going to dive in and I'm going to make something very clear.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a bold statement.
Okay.
Sorry if I'm wrong. Joe's my number one enemy.
Interesting.
Out of all the people, okay, I've got my eye on Joe.
Yeah.
You know how every season you've got the one where you're like, mm-mm.
You're scary because you're sneaky.
There's just the person that you're like, I fear there will be some rough roads ahead.
Because there's like Mike, who's like outwardly like, what's up, man? And like, ha-ha. And like, I'm the kind of coolest guy ever. And I like health and fitness and saunas and girls and whatever. And he's kind of, I'm a baller. He's got that outward kind of like, oh, you're trying to be a playboy energy. Where Joe has the like, I'm just a nice guy, but actually maybe is...
Mike's like the clear villain.
Yeah.
But Joe?
Joe's the sneaky.
I see you, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, I have no proof of this,
right.
And I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but allegedly to
you're
me...
Your just instincts tell
allegedly
you.
To me, he's the type of guy who you're in a relationship with him and you find the DMs that he's been playing it fast and loose, flirting-wise with numerous women. There's something about him that makes me feel like numerous women think they're in a relationship with him because
totally.
He's made them think such.
1,000%.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
That's the vibe that I get from him.
Madison's
and
super sweet.
Madison's adorable.
Super,
she's... So go ahead.
I like her vibe a lot. I like that she's vulnerable. I like that she's kind of real. She has a good laugh. Like, I think she's got a good energy really about her, too. You know?
Now, the thing about them that I right away had made note of is when the few times we see them in the pods, and we don't see a lot of it, but every time we see them, they're fighting. It's a play fight,
yeah.
But they're arguing and there's a miscommunication. For example, when she's talking about like what her dream date would be, it was sweet. She was like, I think karaoke. And then after that, you know, I'd go to 7-Eleven to get Flaming Hot Cheetos, which Madison, my queen,
right.
I feel you. And he's kind of giving her a hard time about that, which is fun and playful.
But there, it's not working. It's kind of like she's getting a little more irritated. He's not getting it. They keep missing each other. It's got kind of an annoyed energy to it.
Yes.
Where it's just like, I'm trying to force a direction in our conversation. It's not working. And they kind of have a like, we're laughing it off, but it seems more of a miscommunication
vibe.
And
I think the feeling that she's feeling, where she's getting like maybe a little frustrated with him sometimes, that's her like inner intuition being like, this is not the person. Right.
Maybe at a bar we're laughing and kind of having this jab situation and then we leave it there. But like connected person wise, it's like if we're not connecting this much already.
Yes.
Even in a humorous way, we're not getting each other.
I think, Madison, I think it's your intuition and your intuition. It's like you deserve so much and something's off about this guy. And your intuition is making it so that you're feeling a little bit like, oh, he's not getting me. Because even like I said, in that date conversation, she was like, okay, now you tell me next, like what, you finish off the date. I don't know what to say next. And then he's like, so I'd pick you up. And she's like, no, Joe, like you finish the date from the Flaming Hot Cheetos. And then he's annoyed. It's just, again, there was nothing wrong. They weren't being unkind with each other. I could see where the playfulness was, but again, it's like if you already this quickly are having miscommunications, I fear a stressful, quick engagement situation will not be great.
Yeah, you heap on a little bit of insecurity on top of that.
Oh.
And it's a fire.
You completely. Know what
I mean? Someone not above you. So yeah, and so there's that going on. So you're kinda getting by, but there's really two things that happen with them in a more intense way, and that's her talking to him about her eye disease.
Yeah.
And the reveal.
Correct.
Those are the two big moments.
So I'm already feeling how I'm feeling with Joe. And you saw me.
Yeah, like
we were getting just barely
at
little
first, very nice. It was just, he seems like a very nice guy. And then about 10 minutes in, you're kind of like, okay, maybe a little bit rough.
You know, for me, it was the second that I saw him. I was like, I don't know what it is, but I just, you know, you can't help it. Sometimes you just feel those feelings. Yeah. And I was having that with Joe. But then when she brings up to him, well, actually, first, he's giving her a hard time about her cat sleeping with them, which, again, I know is a joke, but it still felt kind of real. And then he's like, hey, by the way, my lease is up in July. And he's like, if my lease were to be up in July, you have a home, right? Would you want me to move in? And I'm like, is this guy trying to get a place to live? Right. Like, first of all,
he's like, would we co-sign on the lease or would it just be your name?
And he was like, it's a house, right? She goes, condo. He goes, oh, okay. I'm like, is this guy trying to find an interim place
to
live?
He's just couch surfing. That's why you came on the show.
Genuinely. I'm like, he's just trying. But then she tells him about her degenerative eye disease and she lets him know that her eyesight, you know, it could get worse. It's something that like down the road, she could completely lose her vision. Maybe she won't. She doesn't know for sure, but it is degenerative. And here's my issue. I totally understand this is very serious. You're getting into a long-term relationship with somebody. So you want to know more details. I felt like the questions that he was asking of her were questions for him, not for her. Like he was only asking questions because he all of a sudden was like, oh shit, this is going to be hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there was a moment where, and you saw his face too. His face was not like, oh, my heart hurts for this woman that I'm falling in love with. It was like, oh shit, this is going to be complicated. And then he starts going, so are there no cures? Are you sure? Do you know for sure whether you're going to, if it's going to lead to permanent blindness or, and he's asking all these questions. And I'm like, listen, Joe, this is a moment where you let Madison talk.
Yeah.
You hear her out. You ask her some questions about, you know, how old she was when she found out about it. Like,
well, it wasn't like, long story short, is like, it wasn't empathy towards her. It was empathy towards himself for, can I handle this? Is this, how much of a problem is this going to be for me? There wasn't this, well, this person I've grown to really care about just revealed this really hard thing. I feel really bad for them. I want to know more. I want to know how they're doing with it.
Yeah.
It was, ooh, this kind of throws a wrench in my vision of this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Completely.
And so like, you know, Blake with Megan was like, that, you know, if you guys remember, it's like Blake with Megan, when they had the conversation about dad and stuff, it was like he's crying for her and like the struggle of her dad's death and the fact that they whatever, you know what I mean? This was the opposite. This was kind of like, oh, wow. So when and how long and how bad is this going to be? And you know what I mean? So,
and like
it was,
I said, I get that, like, you know,
before, no, it's just a real conversation.
It's an important conversation to have, but she just was very vulnerable. Why don't you sit with her in the pocket for a second?
That wasn't there.
And then the next time that you guys get in the pods, maybe tomorrow, have
maybe
a few questions.
On it,
sleep on it, process it.
Yeah.
Be it with her and her vulnerability. But the fact that he was just like,
you know,
I was like, no, Joe, I see you.
I see.
And I don't. And then there's the reveal.
And there's the reveal.
Which, let's talk about it.
Which is what nightmares are made of.
It's absolutely what nightmares are made of. And let's talk about it in a moment. We got to take one more quick pause. Family, the countdown is officially on. Okay. The holiday shopping season is here. It's very exciting. And I'm letting you know something. I am not doing the last minute scramble this year. I'm looking to try to sit and kind of enjoy the holidays. I'm not looking for the last minute shopping scramble. Absolutely not. I'm doing Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. I'm telling you, every single year, I just am like, oh, I'm going to buy this kind of basic gift. And then I go on their website and suddenly I'm screaming because I have found something I've literally never seen before in my life. This week's obsession, a customizable family movie night popcorn bowl set. Like, it's engraved with your last name on it. I saw it and immediately I'm like, yep, I know exactly who that's going to. They're going to love it. They're going to cry happy tears because they're the movie night family that we have. No, it's just perfect. It's perfect. And these are the type of gifts that spark joy and have that. It's exactly what I wanted feeling. Uncommon Goods is the best. I've been obsessed with them for years. Best holiday shopping, best shopping for people you love in general.
Yeah. And what I love is all their stuff actually feels personal. It's not mass produced stuff. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, which is so important to us. Plus, pro tip, a lot of their handcrafted items are made in small batches too. So if you see something amazing, get it now before it sells out for the season.
And the categories you can shop by, out of control amazing. Okay, there is literally something for everyone. Book lovers, sports fans, gardeners, the I don't need anything dads, the crafty cousins, the foodie best friend. I'm telling you, and the way that they have those categories set up, it makes it so easy to shop for specific people. I'm obsessed. Uncommon Goods has thousands of new gift ideas you won't find anywhere else. And something else I love, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. We love a gift that gives, okay? So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/momdad. That's uncommongoods.com/momdad for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Okay, wait a second. Before we have the reveal, I do want to say one more quick thing. Just one more note. Just another reason why he's sus buckets to me, even though I really have nothing.
There's no evidence
that I'm aware of.
Just your feeling.
But there was a moment where, when he was talking about how he was engaged before, how he was an extrovert and she's an introvert. And he's like, you know, I didn't know that she was going to be this way. And I was once at a concert and she made me go by myself. Listen, I'm not saying that there weren't struggles. I don't know. I wasn't in their relationship. And maybe like she wasn't nice to him or she'd bailed on him. But I just, he gives me the energy of, I'd love to hear his ex-fiance side of the story.
Yeah.
That's the energy I'm getting. And I just want to say that. I'd like to hear the ex-fiance side. That's all.
You wouldn't believe what she did to me. One time I had to go to a concert without her.
Yeah, because like what she was having like a moment where she's like, yeah, I'm an introvert and like I need to have like my space and like I need to recoup. Who knows what else was going on?
Well, let's discuss this reveal.
So we hit the reveal.
Yeah.
And bless, Madison is so stinking adorable. She's like, I just can't wait to bite his little butt.
She's
like,
very cute.
She's very excited. She's looking stunning, by the way, too. Like, she's looking absolutely smoking gorgeous. And he comes out And immediately he's rattled.
Well, he's doing, there's two ways that you get rattled.
Yeah.
There's the one way is that you don't smile. You don't say anything.
Sure.
And you just kind of fold.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is that you over smile.
Yes.
And over say things like, oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Or I didn't expect this. You start saying a lot of words that are not compliments, but aren't offensive.
Yes. You're giving exclamatory statements.
It's like saying, wow, the sun is here. Wow, it's raining outside. Not saying whether you hate the rain or like the rain. You're just saying, wow, it's so wet outside. So like, that's what he's doing. He's going, whoa, I didn't expect this. Wow, you don't look like how I thought you'd look.
Uh-huh.
This is so surprising.
Uh-huh.
It's just a lot of, is it a compliment or not? And always in these situations, it is not a compliment.
Yo, this because show is so brutal.
If you
like,
were blown away
so
by the way you'd look, you would say, wow, you're so this way. You're so hot. I know. Oh my God, look at you. But it's a lot of, look at you there. Wow, this is so fascinating. You know what I mean?
And
he's doing a lot of that.
And let me say something. I'm not in these people's shoes, but immediately I have like huge empathy for the reveal moments, because let's be real, we all know production on this set is terrible.
Yeah.
So these people they're stressed, they're not sleeping, they're drinking. It's a whole mess. This the production is terrible. Okay. So when you have then the most stressful situation ever where it's the reveal, I think a lot of people act very awkward because it's an already awkward situation on top of the fact the production probably was also like, you will not sleep and you can only drink, like that type of thing. Where I get then, I feel like more of the moments are the ITMs. Not saying that there's not stress associated with the ITMs, but I feel like the ITMs are then where you really see. So for instance, we're seeing Joe, he's doing the, oh, wow. And she's going, am I your usual type? And he's just kind of dodging the question. Like, and he goes,
what are types?
My type is a variety. So I don't know. You're gorgeous. Wow. But then in the ITMs, when he settles a little bit.
I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I'm at a loss for words.
And he says it was like kissing a stranger.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know who that person is.
And they always say a lot of, this is so weird to connect the voice to the person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who this person is.
Yeah.
Which is, I know who this person is here. And it is not matching
this. Yes, I had a vision in my head. But then he says something. He's like, yeah, you know, I never would have, in real life, I never would have been with, ugh, and then he changes. That was the thing. In ITMs, first of all, he referred to Madison instead
as
of her. He said like that or it.
He's like, I didn't think that. I mean, her. So that was already like a crazy Freudian
slip. I was like, whoa. And then also the cutoff of, I mean, she's not someone that I would ever. I mean, I can't wait to be with her.
Yeah.
That's where I start going, okay, I get that the stress is going on, but we're getting a little more real. He forgot to propose to her.
Right, which is another sign. Because if you were like, oh, head over here, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get the ring. You forgot the whole point of the thing. Then you got to rush out and do it.
Yep.
And he doesn't say anything special. He gets down and goes, will you marry me? And she goes, yes. He's like, oh, okay, cool. So what happens here? And again, listen, I don't blame anyone. Like his sketchballness, possible sketchballness, mm-hmm. to me has nothing to do with what happened in the reveal. Because I go, what happens if you show up to someone and you're not attracted to them?
Yeah. Just
what are your options there? Lie to them. Tell them that like,
no, you don't want to
drag
someone.
They're the best looking
along.
Person you ever seen. That they're your perfect type. Right. So it's like, it's tough. But then also the question is, what do you do? Not propose? Possibly.
Well, he already proposed.
Well, no, but my question is, do you
take it back?
Oh, remember he says this. This is the ultimate. I guess love really is blind.
Oh my God.
That was the one. That was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
When you say, I guess love really is blind. Because what you would say if you were attracted, you would say, well, I guess we don't have to worry about love being blind or not. You know, you're gorgeous, whatever. But he went out of his way to be like,
this process
really
works.
Well, I guess you can fall in love with someone that you're not attracted to, is what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
No, but I hear what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, like, what do you do if you did fall in love with someone? And then you're like, I'm not attracted to you. This is a mind fuck.
Well,
this
hey,
is
guess
tough
what?
For me.
That's why I would never go on the show.
Right. But
because
I'm just
then
saying,
you're like, okay, I can't. What am I going to? I'm going to go back on the proposal. That's crazy. But then you're like, well, if I'm not into the person, I want to leave them at the altar and I don't want to like lead them on if I'm not going to be oh, my God. Well, dude. My heart is already like hurting for Madison because Madison seems amazing and lovely. And
but she seems aware that something's up. She went when she came back, she went over to the mirror and like adjusted herself again. Oh, like she's aware that something's up.
Shout out to Madison. She handled it like an absolute
champ. She handled
it.
She didn't melt.
She was smiling at him. Am I your type? Are you happy? Or, like she was
locked
in. And she was investigating, but she also like was just supremely strong. And like shouts out to her because I would have just spiraled and she was handling it. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I worry.
Oh, this is going to be a very interesting.
I worry because I think he's
guys.
A sketchball, and then this reveal on top of that, I'm like,
this
oh
is
going to
be fascinating.
Oh God.
Next,
let's talk about Sparkle Megan and her three suitors, Mike, Jordan,
Sparkle
and
Megan
Blake.
Of Richlandia. She apparently is the richest, most successful, most sparkly woman in the world.
I am very, very invested in seeing what, number one, what this car is that
I
Jordan can't guess, or what this elf
a
is.
A palatial estate with 15 Rolls Royces at this point. Because every ITM, every conversation we had with she had with any guy was just about how successful she is.
And how men are intimidated by all her
cash. How intimidating she is. And how rich she is. So, I mean, I hate to say it, it's just like you've really built this up.
I know.
So it's like this. And then when there was the early days when it was like her talking in front of Nick Lachey and they were like, so tell us about yourself. And she's like, well, I'm very successful. And
very
everyone's
successful.
Afraid. So it's like, yo, this better be ridiculous.
I know. It better show up and show out.
If your whole personality is this, you better be out of control.
Well, it is very rich coded to go into the pods and introduce yourself every time as Sparkle Megan. Like that's some rich shit.
Kind of like disconnected from reality vibe.
It's like it's the disconnection where you're like, hey, it's strange to go into a show about love and say, I'm Sparkle Megan.
Also not
introduce yourself as Megan and then be like, hey, yeah, I tend to have a nickname. It's Sparkle because I love things that sparkle and I wear things that are sparkly, whatever. But to go in and say to every person, hi, my name's Sparkle Megan. That is giving rich billionaire doesn't understand how the rest of the world
you're already putting all the guys in like an insecure, weird vibe of being like, by the way. Sparkle Megan. I like things that sparkle. It's like you better provide that for
many
me energy.
Diamonds.
Yeah.
Cover me in diamonds.
Also not a good nickname. It's just putting a basic word in front of your name. It's not like being like, they call me the goat or the wave or like Sparkle Spagan because I like things that sparkle. It's like Sparkle Megan. It's kind of like, what? It's not even a nickname. You just
honestly,
like, I don't know.
So iconic.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
It is very iconic to be like Sparkle Megan. You know what? She keeps saying and telling us how rich she is.
Yeah.
Even if she's not, she's about to be because that's some branded shit.
Okay.
Now she just got brands that are interested in her. Diamond brands, sparkly clothing brands, sparkly makeup. She's going to have Sparkle Megan shirts everywhere.
Jordan. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
When Jordan said that.
He's like, I hated that thing. And it was like work to like her because I how much I hated that.
When Jordan just blatantly said, yeah, that nickname. I hate that.
Yeah,
nickname.
I would feel the exact same way. I'd be like, this is so incredibly unlikable.
I was just writing down
it's
things.
Like they call me Money Big E, Money Evan. It's like, what? It's like it's got just an incredibly uncreative and unlikable energy to that nickname. My friends call me Sparkle Megan. It's like crazy. Like I agree with
him. I was writing down. I was like, if you just take something you like and put that in front of your name, I'd be like Crow
they
Jess.
They call me Dog Evan.
They like, call me Crow Jess.
Crow Jess. Yeah.
I'm Crow Jess. And I go into the I'm Smut Jess.
Yeah.
I love smutty books. They call me Smut Jess.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of fire.
Yeah.
Smut
but you know
Jess.
What I mean? Yeah.
Like Crow Jess.
It doesn't have any ring to it. There's nothing. It's just like
I go
funny,
in and introduce myself to all the people. Yeah. My name's Crow
also
Jess.
Also, kind of sounds like a diss. Sounds like your friends don't like how much you like sparkly shit. And it doesn't have like a they love you for that. They have like a you get roasted for it.
And just the beautiful, what made it to me like peak beauty is just the irony of like, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, nothing is super sparkly about Megan.
No.
Megan is not a super
she's
like
not bubbly and
super woo charismatic woohoo.
She's not that girl that's like always in pink and going like
no,
like,
no, she's not super sparkly. Not she's very all. Much like, hey, my name is Megan she's and kind of I am extremely into organization and I'm extremely wealthy and I've pulled myself up by my bootstraps and started this company and gone from this company and I love sparkles. And I'm like, oh, really? I would have thought you loved houndstooth. I would think you would have been houndstooth
beige.
Megan, plaid Megan, yeah, like, you golf. Know, golf Megan.
Tennis and
but,
golf.
But sparkle Megan.
But she had a sparkly necklace or something and it was like,
so
I'm
the beauty of that to be like, I'm sparkle Megan and she's very serious.
Yeah.
Was funny, but she's wearing on me. At first, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this person.
No, no, she's got layers. She's sweet. She's got kind of a hard exterior because of like obviously her success and all these different things. But like, she actually is seems sweet and doesn't seem. Yeah, no, she was surprisingly not. I thought she was gonna be like a lot harder, you know, but she wasn't.
I felt like at first I was gonna be like, oh gosh, because the first scene that we see. One of the first scenes with her where we see her and Mike in the same pod together and they're both talking about like building an empire, organized schedules, wake up, grind set,
mindset.
And he's
mindset. Mr. Just like it's all about, you know, health and fitness and when killing it. And
when we first heard them together, I was like, oh, I can't stand this.
Yeah, like this like, is the worst
this
couple
is the
ever.
Worst conversation. Yeah. This is going up to a party, hearing two people talk and me running to the other side of the room. But when we saw her then with Jordan and with Blake, we saw this like really a different side of her where I felt like she really opened up a lot and she would get very vulnerable. Yeah. And I feel like she also too did a good job of being there for them when they were processing certain things as well. Like it felt like a good give and take. But with that being said, I do think she's fucking bougie.
Oh, I think she's super bougie. And I also think that she's attracted to guys who are into that stuff. And I think she said Mike's her normal type, kind of this like braggadocious, fake alpha E, I'm the man. You know what I mean? I get lots of girls. I'm successful energy. But she's trying on these other two with the Blake and the Jordan, who are a lot sweeter, softer, kind of more mellow, responsible, consistent energy. And so it makes sense that she would like both or is like trying to maybe try something different. It makes total sense to me.
So obviously we've only seen 2.5 episodes, so we don't see who Sparkle Megan ends up with. But I will tell you what.
Yeah.
Mike is the absolute worst. Like Mike is the worst.
Oh, you mean like when he said.
Everything that he said made me mad. Like when he was saying, yeah, you know, I'm part of this like club. It's kind of like a tribe of a bunch of really wealthy men. We gather together around the community and we really discuss like power and health and wealth and how we'll unite as one and we'll skyrocket the fucking moon and Mars someday. And I'm like, this man is giving some serious red pill energy. Yeah, like 100%. He is giving Joe Rogan
because it's all about the sauna. He talked about the sauna 9 times and it's like, he's talking about
all they talked about was red lights
the
and sauna
stuff. And it was just, it's very base level internet culture,
and
which
then
is just
at
like
one point
if you want to, you know, I rub, you know, tallow on my face every day. It's just very like I go to like longevity seminar, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's just got the kind of it's got a vibe to it. There's nothing wrong with that stuff, it's just like the culture that goes along with it can be very that way.
Well, but then also too, like, let's break down Mike here. So there was also comments that he made when she was like, yeah, I sleep with a sound machine. And he's like, yeah, I don't sleep with any white noise because, you know, as a man, I prefer to like hear if anything, if there's any sound.
My fortress.
So then I can step in and defend my palace. And I'm like, oh my God.
Like, that's a weird thing to say. You know
just
what I mean?
Be like, I don't.
Does that happen a lot to you? Are they laying siege to your walls all
like,
the
just
time? What
don't,
are you talking
just
about?
Don't. To say I don't sleep with white noise.
I, like,
I don't sleep. He gives me the energy, though, that he's the type of guy that, like, if we were eating a meal together and I pulled out a piece of bread, he'd be like, oh, I didn't know you were like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he'd be like, like eating my French baguette in shame.
As our kids are going to be the most well-fed children in the world.
So he said something weird like
that. Oh,
no,
Evan.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, no, Evan. He was like, I was telling all the guys how I'm absolutely falling for you. I'm obsessed with you. And we're going to have the kids with the best nutrition ever. And they're going to be the hottest. And I'm not even going to say what he kept saying. Yeah. But talking about what their kids would look like. And it was gross.
Ew, dude. And she didn't even like clock how weird it was. It was like, I don't know.
I was like, stop like, talking about what your the attractive level of your
he's
children.
He's all about just my family is going to be. It's like, yeah.
He's like, we're going to be hot.
Yeah.
And we're going to be jacked. And we're going to be full of good nutrients and red light therapy. And one day Elon is going to move us to Mars. Yeah. Like that's
going to live inside of our super Tesla.
It's very weird.
And then at one point, we'll talk about Jordan. Yeah. At one point, he was sitting with Sparkle Megan. And he's going off again about the red light therapy and saunas and nutrition, which is, again, when we've talked about this 100 times, I'm getting bored. He's like, yeah, it's crazy how powerful that is. He's like, in fact, for instance, there's a guy in here who's got a kid who actually is diabetic.
Yeah.
And like, it's crazy because like I had a friend who was pre-diabetic. And then when they changed how they ate, like, it all went away. So I think it's interesting that like he's got a kid that young already. So there was then on top of it, some,
like, you know, that guy has just a poster of RFK like in his house, like just a huge, like
just he's painting. He's anti-vax.
It's like $30,000 painting of him.
So there's that.
Yeah.
There's also a level of, this is not your place to talk about this.
Right, you're just
you have no idea who you're just gonna go out and share without knowing that he's talked about his son, first of all, or about the fact that his son is diabetic. You don't know if that's personal. And three, there was shame attached to it, being like, can you believe, like
if this guy worked on his diet, his kid
exactly
would be
fine. It was this energy of like, can you believe he let his kid get diabetic?
Right.
And that's
that
what it, and I was beat red.
He has a bad vibe.
I was displeased. So I'm panicky because Sparkle Megan is like, that's the type of guy that I always go for. And I do like him. And between Jordan, Mike and Blake, he's like her middle runner she's like, he's in between and he's the guy I typically go for. And I like him. So I am very afraid for Sparkle Megan because I think that she will go with what she typically goes with.
Well, especially now that Blake's gone.
Yes, we'll talk. But
I
think in between now that Blake's gone, I'm like, I think she's going to go for Mike.
Yeah.
And this is bad news. And do I think they'll have a lot in common? Yes. But I don't think Mike's a good guy. And I like Sparkle Megan. And I think you see these beautiful different sides of Sparkle Megan when she's with different personalities.
Yes, she's crying. She's connecting.
Like, for instance, Jordan.
Yes.
So then we have Jordan, and Jordan is our single father who has his son, Luca, who he,
adores.
He's obsessed with his son. And we haven't really had people on the show who have had kids before who talk about their kids as much, who talk about missing their kids. I'm not trying to look parent shame, but
but he was obsessed.
He adores that boy. Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of the day, again, not trying to, everyone has a different journey. I always am a little thrown off by the idea of potentially getting engaged without your kid meeting someone. This feels like a I'm not going to judge, though. But I will say that this man adores his son.
He's very much in love with his son.
His son is his priority. And what I really like about Jordan is that Jordan, can you believe I'm saying this about a guy on Love is Blind?
No, he is very, he seems very genuine.
I like how Jordan is so honest. I like how he started it off by saying, like, I'm going to let people know immediately that I'm a dad because it's a priority to me and I'm going to put it out there right away. He right away gets in the pods and he hears that Sparkle Megan is rich and he goes, yeah, just FYI, you know, I've got a Kia. My arms, they're not very big. They're actually pretty small. I'm kind of, you know, work-wise, kind of like in a mid-level position. That's at least what my emails say. And yeah, that's kind of how it is.
He didn't try to create this false, I'm on my way to becoming a millionaire energy. You know what I mean? He's just like, I'm a normal guy.
He's like, this is me.
My kid is my priority and focus here. And, you know,
I felt it was so refreshing. Because also too, like, let's be real. Most of us.
Bless. Whoa. I just
controlled
went.
Controlled the sneeze.
That was insane.
That I was, hate that though because that I do like the marvel. Relief. Most of us watching are Jordan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And so it's like, but you hear then these people in the pods being like, grindset mindset, CEO.
Well, they're just selling
wealth,
themselves.
Wealth, wealth. And then you end up seeing, and you're like, no, everyone's just trying to survive yeah. right now. Okay.
So but let's everyone's just, always selling themselves. And to be this yes. kind of much greater partner, business owner, crusher, and then the reality hits. So I like when someone's just like, yeah, I got a kid and I live a normal job and I got a kid that I'm obsessed with. You're like, oh, okay, you're not giving me some BS.
I think it's funny that he yeah. calls her out a little bit mm-hmm. when she starts talking about all her bouginess. I think yeah. it's funny that he keeps trying to guess what car she has. Yeah. At first, there was a part of me that was like, is he going to try to... Does he want to know what car she drives? Because he's like, that's
like
going to be
wants
my
to
car.
Gold dig?
No, but then, but no, then the more I watch, like the moment when he was talking about how he's like, listen, I have enough money where, you know, I'm not going to spend it on a car. That's not a yeah. priority for me. I have a decent apartment. I'm not going to spend like everything on this, a specific place, but I like to go out to nice dinner sometimes. And there's one time I bought a pair of Gucci shoes and man, I felt good coming up. I yeah. loved it.
He's very,
it
honest,
was
very
real.
Vulnerable.
It was vulnerable.
Agreed.
And maybe I'll be regretting saying this later if, you know, stuff comes out about yeah. him and he ends up stinking. But right now,
he's great.
I really like him and I love how he's just communicative and he's very much what you see is what you get. At least that's what it appears like right now. But Sparkle Megan feels like
he's the third runner.
He's kind of more friend energy. But as a viewer, when he's talking about his son who's diabetic, and then she talks about her father,
yeah.
who's also was diabetic, and how she mm-hmm. lost him. I felt like they had
super powerful.
She's different with Jordan.
I agree.
There's a different side of her that blossoms with Jordan. I think she's like friend zoning him because she wants the bougie lifestyle, and she's like she keeps saying, "We're just in a different space." And it's like, Sparkle Megan, are we too focused on what car he drives, the amount of money he has, and then being so obsessed with that? Is that why you're putting him in a friend zone? Because from the vibe that I'm getting, he makes you laugh hard. You're like a different person in the pods with him. You're loose, you're giggly, you're emotional. Come on, Sparkle Megan.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm kind of rooting for them now, but I also don't think there's any way it would work.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's like you got to know yourself enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that she needs to find a balance. I think Blake was kind of in that world. That's the problem.
Okay. So let's talk about Blake.
Because Blake was this accountant, kind of has his shit together, but not lame, not braggadocious. Solid guy, seemed like consistent, strong. He could stay in the pocket really well. Like he wasn't avoiding, like he would sit with her in these intense yes. conversations and like he wasn't avoiding them. He wasn't trying to keep it surface level and fun. He also could kind of be strong in it. So felt like a good middle ground for her because she had the kind of little too honest, a little too vulnerable, a little too sweet. She had the too, you know, red light therapy, whatever. Sure. And then there's this guy in the middle that's kind of like, oh, he's got like a normal job. He's kind of not trying to be braggadocious, but he's also like got a strength to him that she probably was attracted to.
I was into Blake.
Yeah, handsome dude.
Blake to me, and I told you this right away when he came on screen, good looking guy, you know, immediately when he talked to Anna, she's like, he was like, I'm not religious. Yeah. And she's like, you give me the energy that you're not like homophobic or racist or whatever. And he's like, oh my God, no. He was giving me,
yeah.
at least again, who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
But he was giving me like a progressive.
Yes.
Smart, hardworking, kind of quiet, simple, yeah. kind man.
Yeah.
He gave me the energy of that he's husband. He's the type of guy
big
that, like, if
energy.
You want to marry somebody, he's a great fucking option. Is he going to be wild at the party? No. He's your consistent,
yes.
Smart, loyal, loving husband.
Yes,
and
I agree.
He's really cute, too, on
yes,
top of
I
it.
Yes, I agree.
And I was a fan. And every moment that we had with Blake, I liked him because he wasn't, even though he was all those things and he wasn't like life of the party, he also wasn't he wasn't like dull. He had a great personality. He just was like a little softer and more quiet, and he wasn't wild, but he could ping pong well. I was a big fan. And when he had that conversation with Sparkle Megan about, well, that was the thing too. Okay. So when he was sharing his story, obviously, of course, we always end up getting deep and we talk about like the trauma and all these things. He just was himself, where he was like, you know, I kind of regret, like, I lost my dad. Mm-hmm. And my dad really wasn't a father who could verbalize how much he loved me. And when I got older, it really hurt me. And so I kind of stopped communicating with him. And I regret that, because I wish that I would have had those conversations. And I think now, because of it, like, sometimes I can have my wall up with people. It was very perceptive. Mm-hmm. It was very vulnerable, and it was very relatable too, where it was like, whoa, I think a lot of people can understand that and process. And it was really vulnerable to put that out there. And I don't know. I was a fan.
I agree. Completely. I was a fan. He was great.
And Sparkle Megan was like, that's my number one guy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in a second. Blake leaves.
Yeah.
Doesn't say goodbye, which doesn't was the goodbye. Only was, thing that strange. I was not...
He seemed
not,
like the guy that would have totally said goodbye.
He was kind of my prince.
But I think Anna rattled him.
I think he really
liked Anna. I think Megan was second choice.
Well, he said that.
Yeah. And well, because what I think is true. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, Megan was second choice. Anna was the real front runner. So when she left... And he goes, I needed more time. I understood that, because it was like, oh, for me to get to where I was with Anna, with Megan, I would need more time. It's not going to happen. So I can't propose to Megan, even though I really like her. Anna was the one.
Yeah.
And then when she bailed, it messed him up.
So he left. I was shocked. I wish he would have had a conversation with Sparkle.
Yeah, just let her down
Megan.
And say, hey, you know, I'm sorry.
That's really hard to like rip the Band-Aid off that
strange.
Way. But we'll talk about in a little bit why my thoughts about them leaving without.
Okay.
I want to process that a little bit, but let's go from Blake and interweave Blake, because Blake is part of the love square that is Patrick. And let's talk Patrick, Anna, Kelsey, and Blake. That's a little
it's
not a love square, but it's Patrick and Anna and
just
Kelsey and Blake and Anna and Patrick and whatever. Okay, so we have Patrick. Bro, Patrick is my absolute Denver broski.
He's so San Diego.
You know what's wild, Evan? Is I was noticing numerous of these guys. I didn't know that Denver, where they filmed this,
like broski
have
capital.
Like broski. Because family, if you don't live in California, San Diego in California is like, they are like, oh my God, that's so totally sick, bro.
Like Aaron. Right?
Dude,
Patrick had a major Aaron vibe.
Dude, Aaron and Patrick should
absolutely
kick it.
Fucking sick.
He's like, bro, she is so sick. She's like, so my vibe, bro. It's like, I didn't know that Denver had a San Diego bro culture.
Maybe snowboard vibes?
Yeah, I guess, you know, maybe. What I mean? We're hanging, we're hitting the pipes.
We're shredding the pow pow.
Shredding the pow pow. Oh my gosh.
I mean, let's be real. They're biting. Southern California, that just is what it is. Like,
I mean, I don't know about
like
that.
Like the Denver people, I mean, if you're talking like that, that's SoCal energy, which is super cool. It's just the reality. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't even know if you know that, because you don't even know about the Denver culture. So maybe this is like how people from like the snowboarder
sick.
Shredding broskies have been talking like this in Denver for forever,
yeah,
bro.
He's just sick with it.
He is sweet.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
He is absolutely sick, bro.
She's like, I'm one of the boys.
he's awesome. I really cool. like Patrick. He's super, I don't know, he's super communicative, but he's also sweet, because he does have like that bro vibe. So like when he's trying to explain how he feels, he's like, I don't know, man, like she's just absolutely sick. And I'm like so with it with her, and I'm like, wow, that is so hot.
Yeah, he's very sweet too. He's very vulnerable, like he's very kind of just vulnerable and kind of on edge about a bunch of stuff, and but he's also like, fuck, dude. So it's a very cute combo.
So he then opens up about how his biggest insecurity is that he's from Denver, and that he is an Asian man, and that there's like there wasn't that diversity.
He's basically
like,
everybody I know is white.
Yes, and so it's like, so there's this feeling of, and you hear about it later in conversation, and it was absolutely very upsetting when he was talking about how his whole life he's heard like, well, you're good looking for an Asian man, or you know, like Asian men aren't attractive, and da 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 da. So he's sitting with this, and it's absolutely treacherous, but that's part of his big process of coming on the show, is that that factor. By the way, Patrick, you are gorgeous, just a side note. So just as a side note, but he ends up talking to two women, one of which is Kelsey. So Kelsey is our makeup artist. She right away comes out, she's like, I'm not Mormon anymore, but I come from a Mormon family. You know, my sister was a singer in Korea. My father was on his mission there. So we're like, okay, we're talking like deep Mormonism, even though she's not part of it anymore. Her and Patrick are vibing. They've kind of got a cute, playful energy. And then in one of their pod conversations, she says that she asks him, do you feel like attraction is important? And he says, yes. But then she says something that's so weird, Effin. She said her dad and her stepmom are very attracted to each other. Ew. First of all,
it's kind of a weird thing to say.
It's just like the idea of me like, my, for me saying about me, my dad and my stepmom are hot for each other. I'm like, I don't, it's just a weird thing to say. She's like, my dad and my stepmom are still absolutely hot for each other. So when my dad found out that I was going on this show, he said, good luck. Because attraction is super, super important.
It's like the
and
most
passion
important
is
thing.
Super important. And I'm like,
he said
what?
Passion and attraction is the most important thing. It's more important than like character and personality.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah.
Like it was just, it was weird also to bring that up. It's also kind of like, what's the point of that? You know what I mean? Like now it's kind of just creating a weird vibe in the room. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
now I, the idea.
Now
of
I never want to meet your dad.
The idea
you know
of
what I mean?
Meeting, I don't care how attractive you think you are, when you hear that someone's parent was like, hey, I said good luck because being hot and passion is the most important thing, I'm like, they're not giving a great vibe to meet them. So she's saying that, okay? And so Patrick's a little bit like, okay. And now, bless him, he's like having to process it. He's like, hey, just FYI, my biggest insecurity is because I haven't been accepted for my ethnicity. And what comes from this conversation, you know, I don't know Kelsey personally, and I don't know her family personally, but it was, as a viewer, I don't know what it was like to be in Patrick's position, but as a viewer, it made me feel uncomfortable for him that he clearly did not want to share about his specific ethnicity, which is, again, you know, the love is blind. This is like, we're going sight unseen. He came in with a certain thing in mind, and he's like, I'm not comfortable sharing this yet. I want to still get to know somebody. This is his journey. He clearly didn't want to share it. She was pushing. And then after he told her that he's half Chinese and half Cambodian, she had, in my opinion, a very icy reaction. And then after a few minutes of the iciness, then she brought up her family. I don't know her family, so I can't speak to it. But when she was like, hey, it's all good. My brother, he's dated an Asian woman. My, or only dated an Asian woman. My sister's dated. It was like, first of all, have you heard of internalized racism? This is not, the response was uncomfortable. And all I could feel watching it was like, Patrick, run for the hills.
Yeah, especially because it had, like, all she did was talk about her family. I just don't know what that had to do with even like their conversation they were having about themselves. So it came about her family the whole time instead of actually her. And I don't know, it just, it the vibe was uncomfortable.
And it wasn't like, again, it wasn't a situation where she then sat and said, okay, Patrick, tell me about some of your experiences. This is a big, you know, as a white person, this is something where it's like, okay, I can sit in this space and I can if the person is willing, like learn and grow from the situation and hear them out. Okay, he's talking about how this is his biggest insecurity and he's heard these horrible things from people. Like, let's talk about it. Mm. Instead, the response being like, I haven't dated an Asian man, but don't worry because my family and they're not. It's just was like, it felt I don't know their family, but it was bubbling of the opposite.
Yeah.
It was bubbling of the opposite.
It was a weird
vibe. And it was, again, after coming off of hearing that your dad, who then has this thing where he's like, you better be good looking or you shouldn't be with that person. I don't like the energy and I fear to meet Kelsey's family. Yeah. And I'm worried for Patrick in this circumstance. And then specifically following that, he opens up, he talks about something that's so hurtful, so painful that he's been processing through in his whole life where he's not living in a place that's diverse and having struggled with that. And then she immediately, instead of sitting in that pocket, she then goes, yeah, you know, the last guy I dated was a guy on TikTok and, you know, I found him and started messaging him solely based off of what he looked like and vice versa. And so, like, yeah, we were just into each other for the looks. And there wasn't an explanation of like, and I regret doing that. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is, I did that. And then we just kind of sat there and it was like, okay, so is she like just trying to let him know like looks really matter to me?
I think so. I think that was her way of saying, I agree with my father.
And then Patrick was like, oh, I don't have a TikTok. And I was like, Patrick, get out of here now.
Yeah.
So that's Kelsey.
Yeah.
He likes Kelsey.
Yeah.
The other woman that he's interested in is Anna. Mm-hmm. Before she left, Anna was my favorite woman on the show.
She was very cool, very relatable, very funny.
She's hilarious.
Raw, honest. She had a great vibe. And her and Patrick just had a real like cool journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Had a really, really cool connection. They were both talking about similar things, struggling with similar things. And they both just kind of were, it was an interesting just watching them kind of coming from the same spot, kind of going around and then like meeting at the end with this like real connection where they were like sharing experiences, sharing struggles, all these things. And then to where he was like, this is my person. Like he comes back to like basically what it looked like proposed to her.
Yeah.
So when she wasn't there, it was like really rattling because it seemed like they had really kind of found this like journey together that was pretty powerful.
Well, and it was interesting too, because we'll talk about it in a second, but Anna was also talking to Blake. And for most of it, I was like, oh, Blake's her biggest connection. They had a chemistry about them. There was something there with her and Blake. But then towards the end, her and Patrick,
right at the end,
they were having this moment together, like you were saying, the conversation when, you know, they both reveal their ethnicities to each other and they hadn't done that with anybody else. And both of them, like you said, were coming from a similar space and they were both like, that's hot. That's hot.
Yeah.
And they found this connection together. It was interesting because there were a couple things happening. One, she had just told Patrick that her parents didn't know that she was on the show. And she's like, she's like, my parents don't know. She's like, I really miss them. She's like, but I totally get it because like they are coming from this space of being immigrants and you know, my mom's concerned about me and wants the best for me and has provided this for me. But what am I supposed to tell them that I'm on this? So she's having this lingering pressure, I think, of like, okay, my parents who I adore don't know and who I'm close to don't know. And then also, after she had that final conversation with Patrick, she lets Patrick know that he's actually like her front runner.
Yeah.
He doesn't really respond.
Yeah.
With confirmation. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, oh, I shouldn't have said that. So I think she was spiraling a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then she's talking to one of the women on the women's side and says, this journey has been so eye-opening for me because I came in feeling like I was being judged like physically and I'm realizing that I've done that myself to other people.
Yeah.
Anna had a really, I think, incredible journey in the pods.
Yeah.
Like I said, she was my favorite. Like I couldn't get enough of her. I was telling Evan, I'm like, I fell in love with Anna. And not only that, I felt like her and Patrick and her and Blake had really potential. I thought they both had potential, and it was just two different, you know, it would have been two different types of relationships, like, because there was, the dynamic was different with both of them. If the only reason I was like, oh, with Blake, is because obviously Sparkle, Megan, and Blake, I feel like maybe there might have been something there potentially. But Blake and Anna's dynamic was awesome.
Yeah.
They were so giggly with each other. She was just like, oh, we're going to go fuck at a concert. Right. And they were playful and sexy and cute and open. But then Patrick was like extra special because she was able to open up to him about things. There was two awesome guys.
Yeah.
But then Anna leaves.
Yeah.
So we see Patrick show up and Anna's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm sure that the audience was like really tweaked that Anna and Blake left these connections hanging and like didn't have a, you know, a goodbye. And here's why. And, you know, I care about you, but I have to go because of this, that, and the other. I'm kind of a both and person with this situation. I'm like, okay, I'm getting the vibe that Anna probably left because of a combination of things. I think it was her parents. I think it was maybe Patrick kind of freaked her out when he didn't affirm and then she dipped. I think that she was being faced with like mirror moments where she's like, oh, I've been this way too. It was like so much was hitting her and it felt like an overwhelming thing. So I think that's why she dipped. And I think it's awesome that she knew herself enough to dip and be like, I'm done. I'm in the middle of this where I've got two awesome guys, but I'm not in a space for this. I'm going to leave. But also, it would have been nice for her to say goodbye, mm-hmm. but I also kind of don't blame her for not saying goodbye. Like when you're in a situation like that and you're so overwhelmed, and also we don't know all the pieces that were going on behind the scenes. Maybe production was like, if you leave early and want to talk to them, you've got to say this, that, and the other. And it was like, how are they going to edit this? I don't know. Yeah. I get why she dipped and didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Not for me. I mean, personally for me, I think both of them, it was weird for them to leave unless there was some sort of weird contractual thing where they can't. So just go in. I mean, you developed it to the point where you might propose to someone. I mean, that is so deep. The least you could do is just be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm struggling with this. Maybe it's a family thing. Maybe it's a mental health thing. Maybe it's this process isn't right for me. I thought I could handle it. I can't. Whatever it is. But just to be like, hey, I really care about you and I really hope you the best. Leaving means someone's sitting there going, what happened? Was it me? Are they okay? Was there an emergency? It's like, I don't, you know what I mean?
No,
it's
just, no, I hear
it's
you.
It's a selfish move to me. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying it was. I was a little shocked. Blake didn't seem like that type of guy. I was pretty shocked he did. So maybe I'm wondering too if there's like something going on in the show where like it's tough to, or like you have to, you know what I mean? Because it just didn't seem like they would both do that. But the fact they both did it, it's just like, yo, you're really leaving someone like high and dry there.
No,
now they're
like
sitting there questioning, you know?
I guess it's just
because should I leave and find them? I don't know, you know?
I guess it's just because like watching Anna and Blake, they seemed to move so beautifully in the pods and just seemed like so awesome that I'm trying to be like, oh, if I was Patrick or Sparkle Megan, I'd be devastated and my heart hurts for them. But I'm also trying to be understanding of like, okay, when you're in a space and who knows what's going down with production and where you're feeling mentally and what you can and can't do. And so I'm trying to be like empathetic to be like, but I also get then the feeling of like, I got to just go and kind of Irish exit and be like,
well, that's what you'd want to do.
I know.
You got to think about the other person on the other end of that, which is like waiting, you know?
Well, that's then what ends up happening. And so then as far as we've got a few more episodes left in the pods.
Yeah.
We see obviously that Blake leaves
and
Sparkle Megan is now like, okay, well, I was going to ditch Jordan because I was getting best friend vibes, but maybe this is the universe telling me that it's actually wasn't supposed to be Blake, but it was supposed to be Jordan or Mike, and I'm supposed to keep Jordan around. And I'm like, Sparkle Megan, I don't know if it's the universe because Mike sure shouldn't be part of the universal plan. So I don't know about the universe.
Yeah, we love a good universe play.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know about that. But then we see Blake and Anna leave, but we didn't see Patrick leaves, so I'm not sure if Patrick stays and keeps pursuing Kelsey or if he's like donezo with that and he's like, I'm over it, we're gonna leave. I wanted to look up to get specifics on why Anna left, if anything has come out, or specifically why Blake left, because Blake just said, you know, I feel like this process isn't for me. It's all happening a little bit too fast and I'm not ready, which, by the way, I really respect. I love that because it's like, hey, I'm not ready to get engaged. I'm going to dip. But you should have then communicated that. Yeah. And not. The fact that there was a moment with Anna and Blake and they both ask each other if they've ever ghosted anyone and they both say no. And then the fact that Anna and Blake
ghosted. That was crazy.
That felt like a mean jab by production.
Yeah, that was.
Production was like, we're going to keep this in on purpose.
Yeah.
But I didn't look up anything because I don't want to ruin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see a spoiler. Mm-hmm. And also, I know how Love is Blind is. Like, are they going to come back for the reunion?
Sure.
Are they going to pop in at a different time? I don't want to ruin anything.
Exactly.
So we will discuss more about them if they end up popping back up. And if they don't, when we hit the reunion episode, I'm going to look up info and see if there's more to find out about Anna and Blake. And maybe if they ended up pursuing something outside of it, because maybe he chased after her.
Maybe he chased after her.
I kind of would live because I kind of like love their vibe.
Yeah, I agree.
But okay, family. So.
Yes.
Obviously, in these 2.5 episodes, we had some time finding out about Edmund and Calabria.
Yeah.
And Nick. Oh my gosh, Nick. And Brendan and Kate and Annie. But we didn't get a ton with them. So we are going to discuss all of our time with those individuals in part 2. On Friday, which will then include all the way through episode 5, and I'm excited to find out.
I'm excited. I love the show. It's such a good show.
It's such a fun show.
Keeps you locked and loaded. It's just, there's so much action too because there's so many people. So you know, they're just jumping. If anyone's boring, they jump you to the next person. It's great. I'm excited.
All right, so tune in on Friday to find out about more of the couples and see how the pods conclude with us.
Pod week.
All right, bye everybody.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.